I'm your host, Jay Roman, the Ambassador of Encouragement, and this show features people and topics that will help college students become decision leaders. Today, we again have Dave Kelly, who is a top authority on student leadership and is known as America's Student Leadership Trainer. David is a professional speaker, motivator, team builder, and trainer. As an expert on goal attainment, he has addressed groups across the United States, the Caribbean, and in Europe. A former stand-up comedian, he brings humor, energy, and fun to all of his presentations. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jay, very much. I enjoy being here with you and your audience, and had a great time last week, so looking forward to another good talk with you this week.
Great, great. Tell me, Dave, how important do you think it is that college students know what they want to do with their lives by the time they get to college?
You know, I think knowing where it is you want to go, how you want to proceed, is what's going to help you to be successful in college. Now, I understand and recognize that a lot of students don't have an idea, or they get into school and they find something entirely different than what they thought they wanted to do. I think that's fine. I think the idea that they're going to college is going to help open doors for them, and if they're willing to be open to that, it's great. But really coming in and understanding, if you can, what you want to do helps you to be so much more focused in your collegiate career and plan what it is that you want to do while you're there in school. Now, I don't expect that 18 and 19-year-old students are going to have their whole lives planned necessarily, but having a direction and an understanding of things, where they want to go, will help them to make the most of their collegiate experience. And statistics show that only about half of all students who start a post-secondary program, whether it's at a four-year school, two-year school, technical college, only about half of all students ever graduate or get the certificate or whatever it is that they may be going for in their program. So I think a large part of that is because the students are coming in and they don't have a plan for creating success while they are in college. They don't see themselves walking across that stage, getting the diploma or the certificate for the program that they're seeking. And so I think it's really important for students to have some sort of idea of what way they want to go. Also, to help them to understand what their priority is. You know, when I went to college, I was a theater major and wanted to be an actor. And as I was in school, I realized that I really did not have the commitment that it would take at that time to pursue a career as an actor. So I was able to make some changes and fill out my education in a way that allowed me to go into business when I got out of school. But what I didn't really understand is that I still had that yearning and that desire, and I wanted to find a way to pursue that. And what I fell into is what a lot of people fall into, is I fell into the trap of chasing dollars rather than chasing my dreams. And so I talk to students all the time about, you know, find out what it is that you want to do, or if you know what you want to do, don't worry about the money. The money will take care of itself. And I even give that advice to my own daughter, who's a college junior right now, and is pursuing a field where she doesn't think there's going to necessarily be a lot of money in it, but I've told her, I chased dollars for a long time, and I'm a whole lot happier now doing what I love to do, which is being in front of audiences. And ultimately, that was what I wanted to do.
Right, right. So tell me, how do college students get focused?
They've got a plan. They have got to plan where they're going to go, how they're going to get through it. To sit down before those first few days of school or over the summer between high school and college, or if they're a returning student, sit down and figure out, how am I going to get from A to B? A is I'm coming in as a new student, and B is I'm walking across that stage and getting my diploma and graduating. They've got to get focused on that and set goals along the way as to what they're going to do. And that will help them to understand and make priorities. So many students get into school and, you know, at first semester or first quarter, they're possibly away from home, and it's really easy to fall into some very bad habits. But if they can plan and make a a schedule of the things that they want to do, of how they want to conduct their days, when they're going to study. They can still have a good time, but they'll have their priorities down as far as where they want to go. I've seen so many students who, after a semester or two, have a GPA that is actually less than the gas prices today. And, you know, they're like, well, now what do I do? Well, okay, now you got to get focused, and you've got to decide how are you going to conduct yourself. And I've even had to have this conversation with my own daughter. She goes to a big university that has big-time college football, and I have to remind her they only play football on Saturdays. So be a student the rest of the week.
Good information. And I think you really hit on something there about seeing yourself succeeding. We need to know that we're beginning someplace, but unless we see the end result and we feel how we feel living that end result, it gets real hard to stay focused.
Sure. And, you know, maybe it's cliche to talk about positive thinking, but I think that it is absolutely vital. You know, if you wake up every morning and you tell yourself, oh, I'm tired, what are you going to be all day? You're going to be tired.
Yeah.
But if you tell yourself positive things, if you tell yourself, I am a successful college graduate, even if you aren't there already, your brain is going to start responding to that and take steps and make things happen for you that will push you towards the goal that you have. And that is so many students get into this, well, not just students, but everybody gets into this idea of negativity and putting in these negative thoughts. You know, what's the first thing we do? We go, when we get up in the morning, we go look at the mirror and we primp and we prod and we poke and spend time, you know, changing the way we look naturally. And so we're criticizing ourselves without even realizing we're criticizing ourselves. And so I think, you know, this idea of having a positive attitude towards the things that you are doing and the things that you want to do make a big difference. 4 years is a long time if a student is at a university going for a four-year degree. And even studies now show that it typically takes students at public universities almost 5 years to graduate. So that's a long time in the life of somebody who's only 18, 19, 20 years old in terms of their frame of reference. And keeping themselves motivated and focused can be a real challenge. But it's something they have to do on a daily basis. Remind themselves of why they are there. Think positively about where they're going and how they're proceeding. And continue to give themselves positive input and feedback so that they will be able to get through those rough times and those rough patches.
You're so right, Dave. And just quickly to throw in a personal story, I used to travel nationally, internationally. I was in front of groups of people 200 days out of the year. And this last May, I had a slight stroke.
Mm.
And it completely changed things that I do. Now, I've fairly recovered. And you can't tell listening to me that there's any problems, but I can feel that there's a problem in reference to my speaking. And I'm still working on that. I'm just starting back out, doing some traveling over this next year. But, you know, I could make a choice in my own life. I could just sit at home, watch TV, give up, or I could do things like start this podcast radio show and continue to write and do things that I love to do. I can never see myself just sitting back and retiring and never accomplishing what I really am meant to accomplish.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, you've got to overcome certainly something that was outside of your control, but you can,
right.
You have two choices. You can give into it. And as you say, just sit and feel sorry for yourself or just sit back and say, well, that's it, I'm done. Or you can fight back and say, you know what, no, there is still more that I have to give and more that I want to give. You know, Richard Bach wrote a book called Illusions, and in there he wrote, here is a test to determine if your mission on earth is finished. If you are still alive, it isn't. And I think every day if students, non-students, everybody thinks with that attitude. There is more that I have to do. There's a reason why I'm still here. They will find that their life is much more fulfilling than it ever would be if they took a different approach and just kind of let life happen to them. I'm a real believer in taking charge of life and taking control over it. So I understand what you're saying there, and getting that type of an idea, and keeping that type of a focus throughout their collegiate years will serve students so well.
Absolutely. So what steps should college students take to get prepared for success?
Couple things. First of all, take some time, sit down, figure out what is it that you're really trying to accomplish. What is your dream? If your dream is to be a college graduate, that's fine. If your dream is to be in a certain field of endeavor, great. Set that out there as your dream. That is the big picture. That is the thing that is going to keep you focused and motivated. And then I would suggest even getting images from magazines or drawing pictures or whatever and putting them around your room or your study area, whatever, wherever you can, so that you can continually see visual reminders of what your dream is that will help you when you get into challenging times, when you get into finals and midterms, or you're just at a low point personally. That'll help you. The second thing then is now figure out what goals you are going to have to accomplish and achieve to make that dream a reality. And so if it's to become a college graduate, then there's certain course requirements that you're going to have to complete. Well, research those and figure those out and set those out as your goal. There's other things that you can do, that you're going to study a certain number hours a week, that depending upon what field you're going to go into or what your major is, maybe there's lab time, maybe there's internships. Set these goals that these are things that I'm going to do with dates as to when you're going to do them. You're probably not going to come out your first semester and do an internship. That usually takes a little bit more time. So you say, okay, well, my junior year, I want to do this internship. So you set a goal for that and put a date on it, and now you know that that's what you're working towards. Or I want to do a study abroad semester. Okay, well, what are the requirements for that? GPA and credits and things. Okay, well, once I know that I'll have this amount accumulated, okay, so maybe the summer before my senior year, I'm going to go do this. So you set these out as goals so that as you're accomplishing them, you're moving towards your dream. And then underneath those goals, what are the daily plans that you're going to have to undertake? And they can be things like, I'm going to get up every day at 8 a.m., I'm going to exercise 30 minutes every day. I'm going to eat three good meals or five little meals or whatever. Little things that you're going to do on a daily basis in order to move you towards these goals. And then looking at those goals, like the study abroad, you know, there are plans or things you would have to do maybe weekly, maybe on a semester basis in order to make that happen. So plan those things out so that you're not suddenly, oh my gosh, it's the summer before my senior year and I haven't done the stuff that I have to do to be ready for this. And by doing those types of things, the student will be more focused because they will have a plan in place that they are trying to achieve. It'll keep them motivated because they have that vision, that visual of where they want to go. And by having plans and goals that they can accomplish or that they can achieve daily, they're going to have the satisfaction, that feeling of satisfaction that comes from being successful when you achieve a goal. So those would be the steps that I would tell any student to take, is to sit down and plan out literally their whole collegiate career. Now, are there going to be things that are going to come up that are going to change that? Sure, there probably are. But they'll be more prepared for that than if they basically just let life happen to them and have an understanding of, okay, here's where I need to go, and how do I get back on track? Hey, I just go back to my plan, and that's how I get back on track.
That's great, Dave. Those are great steps. On another note, you have a book called Gonzo's Little Book of Motivation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a book that I did a few years ago, but it's always relevant, I feel. It is a book of quotes from, well, about, there's about 100 of them in the book, and about a third of them are actually my quotes. Things like integrity is not negotiable. That's something that I believe in, and so that's something I put in the book. And as a person reads through the book, on the left-hand side, they're going to find the quote, and on the right-hand side, I've written why I think it's important. Because I have so many of these books that have quotes in them that sometimes seem so random, and I don't understand why they're even in there. Sometimes they're even quoting people that I'm familiar with, and I'm like, I don't think that's what that person was saying when they said that. So I decided to make it more of a read, really, that you could say, oh, okay, here's something, you know, a quote that I can hang on to, and here's some understanding as to what this means in my life or what it could mean in the lives of other people. And so I'm really happy with it. People have given me great feedback on it. As I said, I feel like it's relevant at any time, and it's a great thing to be able to go into. It's also really set up, and it's not put into categories, but it's set up so that you could literally open up the book and probably find something that in the moment you're in right there and then that day, you're going to find something on the page that will apply to you.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Dave, as we wrap up here, do you have any last thoughts that you would like to share in reference to leadership and college students?
Yeah, I would tell students, take chances. Be willing to take on leadership opportunities and leadership roles. So many times I saw and have seen in my interactions with students, they say that they're afraid to take on a leadership role because, you know, what if they fail? What if they're not successful? You know what? This is the time when you're in college. Make mistakes when the stakes are not that high. Take opportunities and see what happens with them. And if you don't succeed, it's not the end of the world. You're not going to lose your job or your house or your spouse or partner or whatever. I mean, the worst thing that will happen is maybe you do something that you get a little bit embarrassed about because a program didn't succeed that you tried and everybody knows you planned it and it was a flop. Trust me, somebody on your campus is getting ready to do something stupid at any minute and they will forget all about what you did that may have been embarrassing to you. There's always going to be somebody else who's going to come along that's going to get the attention of other people. So take these chances, take them on. It doesn't even have to be a formal leadership position like being president of an organization. How about take on the responsibility for putting together a service project like a blood drive? Maybe just a one-time event, work with the Red Cross, bring the blood drive to campus. You will gain so much from that experience. And then that may actually launch you into saying, hey, you know what, I want to take on an actual elected position or a larger position in the group that I'm in. Or maybe even start a new organization to support whatever ideas that you have. So take on these opportunities because this is where you're going to learn, I think, many times more than you will ever learn in class because this is real life, this is the real world, and I feel that I got more out of my leadership involvement and my organizational involvement really than I even did out of my classes. But the great thing was is that what I was learning in these organizations, I was able to apply to my classes, and it was such a great synergy for the two to be able to come together. So as much as you can, as a student, get involved, find ways to build your leadership personal resume, even if it's not things you would put on a written resume, but you will now have experiences that you will always be able to draw on. And even those cases where things aren't successful or maybe where you made mistakes, I look back on my collegiate time and even cases where I made maybe a wrong decision. That helped me when I was in the business world to say, oh, this reminds me of that one time. I went that way that time. I'm going to go this way this time because I've already experienced it. And it can be just very beneficial for you.
Dave, that's great. And unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. And once again, thanks for talking to us. And I look forward to having you on the show again in the future.
I appreciate it, Jay. Love to come back anytime.
Great. And don't forget to check out Dave's website and look at his book at www.gonzospeaks.com and sign up for his newsletter. And make sure to check out our website, sign up for our newsletter, and get past guest interview downloads. When you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get my free ebook called Time Management for College Students. You go to www.leadershipdecisioncollegeradio.com. And I'm also looking for guests to interview, so email me at j@leadershipdecisioncollegeradio.com. You all have a great weekend, and remember, encouragement is a thumbs up to the soul.